You're listening to the New Classical FM on Classical Mornings. It is 9:26. I'm Jean Stillwell.
And I'm Audie Braun.
Over to you, Audie.
David Mervis is pleased to present the long-anticipated Toronto premiere of Studio 180 Theatre's production of Indecent, directed by Joel Greenberg. This Tony Award-winning play is the first show in the 22-23 off-Mervis season and begins performances very soon, October 14th through November 6th at the CAA Theatre. This morning, we are very excited to be speaking with one of the lead actresses from this play, Tracy Michailidis. Tracy is no stranger to Canadian stage and musical theatre audiences and has a long list of television and film credits as well. Welcome, Tracy.
Hello.
Thank you. Hi there. It's so nice to be here. I'm usually listening to you as I'm making my coffee.
Oh, that's great. Well, the tables are turned. We're here to listen to you this morning, right? So let's talk about Indecent. It's a 2015 musical play by Paula Vogel about a controversial 1923 play by Sholem Ash entitled God of Vengeance. Tell us about the story.
The story of Indecent or the story of God of Vengeance?
Well, they're both entangled, right? They're both entangled.
They really are. Yeah, it's sort of a play within a play within mm-hmm. a play. The play was written, 100 years ago. And one of the things about the play was a Jewish playwright, and he wanted to show characters as human beings, as flesh and blood human beings, all humans, but all, particularly women. Mm. And it was controversial because in the play was the first kiss between two women on Broadway. And I don't want to give too much of the play away, but we talk about that a little bit. But the play is also about a troupe of actors who evolve over time that puts on this play and how art can change us and transform us.
Yeah, and I think I was going to ask you, why is the play called Indecent? You already alluded to the kiss. It seems so blasé today, right?
Well, and also part of it is that it was a kiss, but there was also deep love between these women. So even that in itself was a little subversive, you know, that there was a real relationship. It wasn't just something that was sexual in nature. It was deep.
Right, and also the fact that the father of one of them is apparently pious man, but he owns a brothel. So that's kind of controversial as well in itself, right?
Correct. And his daughter is one of the women involved, and I play the other woman who is part of his stable. She is a prostitute.
Right. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
What roles, because you told me there are several, what roles exactly do you play in the show?
So one of the characters, so we all in the play, most of us have a name, a sort of base name, and that is the actor in the troupe. So my actor's name is Halina, but Halina plays Monka, which is the character of the prostitute. I also play an actress from Romania named Dorothy. Dorothy is her Americanized name. Dina is her Romanian name,
right,
who also plays Monka, years prior to Halina playing her. And then we play, I play a Bagelman sister. So we get to do a little bit of singing, a little bit of dancing in the show as well.
Well, you put them into my mouth and I'll give them right back to you. Indecent requires these, all of you to be musicians on stage. Just tell us a bit more about how this applies to you and your specific roles. You said in one of them, do you sing or play an instrument?
Yes, I do sing. I don't play an instrument. I mean, we have what's been one of the most brilliant things about this show. I mean, firstly, it's been so great. We were, originally slated to do this 2.5 years ago. So
right.
It is, the first day of rehearsal felt very special just for us all to be gathering together because we let go of a lot of things, of course, a couple years ago, and just to have the opportunity to come back again. But we have 7 actors in the company and 3 musicians, and those musicians, they play a myriad of instruments, but accordion, clarinet, violin. They are part of the fabric of the show. They are part of the troupe. So they've been playing with us from day one, and they are on stage with us. So that is beautiful just because much of the show is underscored, and, our characters, even if we're not playing instruments, to have the instruments there has been just such a gift and really integral, I think, to the way we've been rehearsing. And then we all sing, whether we sing in German or Yiddish or English. There are a few musical numbers in the show of the time period that we're, you know, portraying in the show. And then some things are sort of twisted and turned on their ear a little bit.
Now, how often in your career does that happen, that you as an actor primarily or singing actor actually get to sing and play a role on stage?
I mean, singing and acting on stage, I've been doing that, I guess, almost a while, since Prince Edward Island, I guess, since I was in Charlottetown about a quarter century ago. But,
but
to have the instruments there, right? Like, I mean, I was saying to the musicians, you know, usually you have a six probe, you know, you get move into the theater and then you get to hear the strings and you get to hear everything, and that's wonderful. But to have that fabric, like I said, like right part of it, the beginning, is so rich, because I always find, you know, I listen to the flute and I think, oh, that's what this character is. This is the internal life of the character here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you find ways of connecting. So it's we get character work from these musicians.
Yeah. Now, one of the pivotal scenes, and again, we don't want to give away too much, but I have to say, mm-hmm. because I've seen this play in New York and I was blown away, is the famous rain scene. And I maybe I'll leave the details out, but how, no, I want to just know logistically, like, how does this work on stage in terms of where does the rain come from? I know I saw something in Singing in the Rain here. Mm. How do you do it in Indecent?
Adi, it's magic.
Buckets of water.
Well, maybe you have a direct connection to the above and there's some sprinkling.
That's right. It's true. I mean, I saw that production in New York too. Yeah, yeah. And I was really very moved by it. And yeah, I mean, it is a kind of magic, I will say.
Yeah.
We've been playing with it, and it's a gift to get to. I mean, I love the rain myself, so added bonus. And yeah.
Why do you think it's important for audiences to see this kind of play? I mean, is it still indecent? Are there groups of people who would find some of these elements still indecent? Is it very important?
I mean, I would love to know. This is why I'm so curious about it. I think I look forward to, I mean, I have some members in my family coming. My niece, who's 10, is coming. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to talk to, and then I have people, my family in their 70s, who are coming. So I can't wait to listen to their comments. I also come from, you know, immigrants from Greece. And I'm so curious to hear, because I think this play resonates on so many levels. And part of that is the structure of the play, because we are, like I said, doing a play within a play. So I think, people may find some of it indecent. But my sense that the deeper part of the show is how the healing nature of storytelling, of art, and, you know, the kinds of stories we want to tell that are, I think, that are important to be telling now. I know for me as an artist, like post or midst COVID, like I think I know I've had a bit of a reckoning of going, what are the stories I'm interested in telling and why now? Why this? This play checks all those boxes off. It did prior, you know, 2.5 years ago, but it does even more so now.
Yeah. I mean, I've been dying to tell people what it's all about here, but I'm trying to keep my mouth shut as much as possible, because I have to tell you, the very end of the play, my jaw is on the floor, and I'm waiting for that to happen again next October. I'm sorry, next October. Next Thursday. Next Thursday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Tracy, what's next for you, though? I'm just curious, after this singing acting role. Are you taking a break? Is anything exciting on the horizon?
Thank you for asking. I'm actually going to be directing my first play.
Oh, fantastic.
Very exciting. Yeah, and it's a play called The Other Place by a playwright named Char White. Yeah, and that's at Tawkus Free Theater in Barrie, and I've got a tremendous cast, and yeah, I'm very excited. I've been teaching for a while as well, so I've been, you know, sort of itching to try directing, and so this is very exciting. So we start the week after this ends. So,
well, it's been a thrill to talk to you, and we've been speaking with Tracy Mikhailidis. And Indecent runs from October 14th to November the 6th at the CAA Theater. For tickets, please visit www.mervish.com. Thanks again, Tracy.
Thank you, Adi. Thank you, Jean.
Thank you. Now we've got some music by Elgar, the Enigma Variations, Dorabella from that, played by the Toronto Symphony Orchestra and conducted by Peter Ungen.